I'm Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. I created Species Nutrition with one mission in mind, to provide bodybuilders and serious athletes with no-nonsense supplements that work and are backed by science. From my earliest bodybuilding days, I believed in only putting the best in my body, and that lives on in the Species Nutrition line of products. We use only top-of-the-line formulations, dosed for maximum results, and the best flavoring systems available. I put my name and reputation on every bottle of Species Nutrition products. If you want to be your absolute best, join the evolution.
When you're asleep, they're just getting started. John Romano, Dave Palumbo, After Hours.
All right, we're back again for After Hours. We're doing a little slightly different format today just because we're having some technical difficulties. So joining us here, of course, is John Romano, Greg Valentino. Guys, what's up? What's happening?
Not much. John and I just did a whole show with Jimmy and waiting for
you. I heard. Too bad I wasn't
was
on the show.
It was a good show, too.
I got good news for you. I recorded the last 15 minutes of it.
Oh, maybe I'll
Are
use
you
it.
Serious?
Yeah, I did.
Send it to me. I'll insert it.
I will.
Lost footage.
That'll be like the green room. The green room, what was going on.
What year, John, did you actually did you build our studio in Seaford, or actually Westbury, New York?
2009.
Okay, so that's what, 11 years ago, 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm bitching and complaining, and I'm kicking the fucking speaker in the studio because I can't hear the output speaker is not working. So I can't obviously do a show if I can't hear you guys talking. And I'm like, motherfucker, this fucking cheap ass equipment always fucking breaks. And I'm thinking, this stuff is like, I think it's like 12 years old. I didn't realize we had it till, and it might actually be older than that because we started the RX Muscle
in your bedroom, right?
Right. So, so it's definitely a long time, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. We were using, remember all of us were crammed in there with the microphones, you know, and in your bedroom?
The Shure microphones. Yeah. Yeah. It was like an insane. No one else, if I was ever really like, if I was married, had kids, no one would put up with that. There was no way. Like,
no, we were doing it like 1 o'clock in the morning, too. We're up there.
And then we couldn't get rid of
hours.
Greg, yeah, it was literally after hours, and we couldn't get anyone literally out of my house. No one would leave after the show was over, Greg. It would be like 1 a.m, and Jimmy'd be cracking a beer, and Mr. G would be doing some kind of speech or something like that, and his brother would be yelling at him, and I would just go upstairs and go to bed.
and sometimes there were so many of us there, like when Derek was there, Mr. G. So we'd have to go in shifts. So certain numbers were in
the
bedroom.
You're right. We couldn't all in the room.
And the rest of us were on the balcony. We're sliding off fireworks on the fucking dock. Cops are coming. You know, hey, what do you got? Remember when we set those big mortars off and the neighbors were fucking freaked out?
And the cops came to like, I should have known it was you. Like, they knew who I was.
You know what's funny? Bobby Smalley.
On her for a radio show.
Yeah.
Dude, Bobby Smalley texted me literally 26 or 27 times the other day in about 2 minutes' time.
Yeah, because Mr. G got him all juiced up on this whole getting a booth at the Olympia thing.
Oh.
And so he's like, I'll buy the booth. I'll my clothing company. I said, let me explain something to you. I said, Mr. G's not on here. No, okay. I said, Bobby, I said, do you want to spend $50,000 to have your brother on a microphone and a freaking crazy nut-ass sideshow? And do you really think you're going to be able to sell any T-shirts while this is going on? He's like, maybe you're right.
I have the text. I have the text right here. He says, I'm going to the Olympia this year. I'm getting a booth. Going nuts. The Whack Pack is back for a reunion like never before.
Right.
Well, I booked 20 rooms. You're coming down.
He thought he was going to get one booth, John. He's like, what do I need? Like one booth for, what is it, like $3,000? I said, your brother wants to build a stage. You need 20 booths.
Right.
You need 20 booths.
He texted me 27 or 28 times in 2 minutes' time, and I couldn't get him off. And then he's really amped up, and, 20 rooms. I'm getting 20 rooms. 20 rooms.
We're going to bring back the Olympia 20. Booth. Yeah. I said, all right, so you're gonna at one table, what is it? What are those tables, like 4 feet long?
Yeah, four.
At one forfeit table, you're going to put your brother on top of the table with a microphone? I mean, what are you going to do? You need to build. He wants to build a city there, your brother.
Well, he wants to do what we did yeah. before. And, you know, when we had the big stage and he had right. the show. Right. He wants to bring all. He wants like the Blues Brothers. He wants yeah. a fucking reunion. Let's get the band back together, man.
Yeah. Maybe his. With that.
Maybe we should call Blackman.
All kinds of shit. I'm getting this. I'm getting that. You know, George is going to sell cookies. We're going to go, you watch me. We're going to make millions that day, each one of us. I'm going to give you, each one of you guys, a lot of money, man, a lot of money.
We're all getting salaries. I figure how we can fund it. Blackman can sell glute pictures to all the gay guys online for and raise money. You know, like the Iran, you remember when the Ali North and they raised money for the Iran and Contras? You know, they sold arms to pay for it. Blackman could sell glute pictures to fund the booth for the Smalley booth.
Bobby should design a T-shirt that's like striated glutes, you know, and then like tell Blackman it's like make it sort of like artistic so that you know yeah. maybe it looks like a heart, you know, like but it's striated, right? And then convince Blackman that this is like the new coolest thing and yeah. make up a name for it that he can't pronounce, you know? And then he'll buy into that. And he'll buy all these T-shirts, you know? And then he's going to sell them. And he's going to be like with that goofy grin. He's going to be holding. And everybody in the whole world is going to go, those are glutes.
I bet if we did a glute campaign T-shirt, I bet you we sell 10,000 shirts we'd sell.
With like a caricature of him with the glasses,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, of course.
And the receding...
Airline, I'll have Dan Monroe draw it. Yeah.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
You know what's funny? No, Lyman Daly. You know what's funny? Fucking Bobby must have.
Instead of Blackman, Blutman.
Mr. G, George must have amped up Bobby because George is like, yo, Biggie.
Of course he did.
Talk to you. And then he gave my number. You know, I already had Bobby's number. He must have lost mine because he got different phone. But then Bobby started texting the shit out of me. And I could tell George is like, yo, is he talking to you? Is he talking to you? Because he must have told him we're going to make millions. We're going to fucking make millions. You know, George, he's telling
yeah.
Bobby's like so fucking amped up. It's almost like he did a couple of hits of coke or something. You know what I mean?
They wind each other up. They both oh, yeah. wind each other up, you know, they, to a tizzy. It's just, yeah. He called me at 10:30 at night or 10 o'clock at night. So call me back. I'm getting 20 rooms. You know, the whack pack is back. Like, I love his tagline. Like never before. That's his favorite. That's his favorite modifier. You know, like never before. You know, it's those funny. Guys. But to their credit, though, if there was a way to put a booth together and get those two on stage with unlimited, you know, creative input on what they want to present, that stage would be absolutely jam packed with action every minute of the day of the expo, and something new and ridiculous and hysterical would be going on the entire time. They won't shut up, not for one second. They're going to exchange microphones because they'll be burning them out. You know what I mean? New mic,
like
a new battery. You know?
They're like
insane. They are insane, those two together. Just, yes. You know, we've talked about it so much, Dave, that I think we owe it to the audience now that we have, you know, so many, you know, people paying attention to us. I think we owe it to our audience to actually somehow do this so that they can see the Smalley brothers in action, because the dwarfs flying through the boxing ring and all the stuff that we said that they did in the past, you cannot possibly describe, no matter what it really is in real life. We need to do this. We got to put them back together.
All right, I got to play something for you guys.
How are we going to do this?
All right, listen, you're going to watch it. That's why I have great technology now. Oh, I'm going to play a clip of Mr. G as Hulk Hogan wrestling me as Andre the Giant. Remember we used to do those on MD? We would do these motivation tips of the week. It was MHP that sponsored this whole
right,
series.
Right.
That's what Mr. G really dedicated his time for free. All right, I'm going to play this. Hold on. Let me share the screen. Hold on.
Right.
You're going to love this, guys. All right, here we go. Hold on. Let me start this.
Oh, this is cool, Dave. Look how big he was in those days.
Yeah. This is when he used to, Mr. G used to dress up as Hulk Hogan all the time.
And he got away with it.
People thought he was Hulk Hogan. He was actually in good shape, too.
Actually,
here it is. Mr. G
better
than Hulk
Hogan.
Hogan. That's me as Andre the Giant.
Oh my God.
He actually picked me up.
That's what really happened. That's how they really did it.
Yeah.
When he won.
And who's that? See, that's Rob Small. Actually, that might have been his son.
That is priceless.
Isn't that great?
Oh my God.
And of course, then he goes on his rant and, you know.
Yeah, right. But remember walking around Vegas? He was walking around. He totally got it. People all over the place thought it was him.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's actually here with us. Yeah. Mr. G, turn your phone sideways.
I'm upside down.
Yeah, you got to get the orientation lock on. We were just playing. Remember when we did the skit, Andre the Giant versus Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
You played Hulk Hogan. I played Andre the Giant. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was awesome. That's when we did the transformation challenge. We used to do a training tip and a motivational tip of the week. I mean, there was a lot of work that went into that.
I know,
but it was fun. You know, it was a lot of fun. You never knew what we were going to do.
No, I never knew what you were going to do because you would come in a different costume every single week, John.
Some of the best stuff that we filmed. I don't know if you have the film too anymore, but if you ever could find the film of the night Mr. G chased the chicken around the warehouse.
Oh, I got that easy. Yeah, definitely.
That was that. And you know what else? The Halloween music video we did.
Oh, that's a good one too. Yeah. I got to pull that one up somewhere.
If you pull those two up, and that's classic. But Mr. G wasn't in that though. The Halloween one.
The Halloween one he wasn't. No. Let me see if I can find the Halloween one.
The Halloween one. This is where Max killed Jeff the producer with an axe. Remember? Matt, he had long hair. Remember? He was like 8.
The most fucked up video was when you guys did that fucking Thanksgiving video.
That was funny too.
That was when Dave gave us scripts. We hated scripts.
Yeah, I used to have to scream at them. No one wanted to like listen to follow the lines. No. You know who was the best one? Jimmy the Bull was the only one who was good.
He did. Oh, he took it very seriously.
Yeah. He liked his acting. Yeah. He was a good actor.
Yeah, he looks like he's in stop motion.
You have that clip? If you have that,
I'm looking
clip,
at it. You guys keep talking. I'm looking for the clips.
Well,
hey, Dave, while we got a second, I just want to say something. I hope I'm right.
I can't hear anything.
Can you hear me?
We all hear you. Mr. G right. Camp.
He had his mic.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I want to give a rest in peace. I think Guru Amin lost one of his children, didn't he?
Yeah, his stepson passed from cancer. Yeah, very.
Yeah, so Guru Amin, if you're watching this, man, I'm really sorry. God bless.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, definitely. That's sad. Very sad. I watched that whole thing progress on Facebook, and it was just heartbreaking.
Yeah, terrible. I feel really bad. So God bless. You know, that's a young kid. That was not.
That was a nice buzzkill, Greg. We were all cracking.
Yeah, we were all fucking there for a second.
And you got to throw it, and you got to throw in the little kid dying.
No
cancer,
sound.
You know.
No sound.
Yeah, you can hand signal. That's
thing.
On your end. We all hear everything.
We hear you.
I think he muted his mic.
Did you mute your mic?
Hold up a sign.
You got to write him a note.
No, you're good. I thought you were muted. You're not muted on our end. You're fine.
No, we can hear him. Somebody hold up a sign. Mr. G, we see you.
We see you. And we hear you too.
We hear you.
Why have you text?
We hear you.
You know he hit some kind of button on his phone. He doesn't know what's going on.
So I'll say we can see you. We can hear and see you.
Yeah.
He went to the Jimmy the Bull School of Operating Video. Jimmy was in rare form at the beginning of our conversation. He was going off. Look at John. Yeah.
Mr. G, answer the phone. Mr. G.
George.
Mr. G, answer the phone.
No, it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Look at him.
Now he's going to do mime. This is Mr. G doing mime. This is awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
You ever see the one where Mr. G trains
my dad? Is
this
thing on?
No.
Is it on?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to show you Mr. G. Hold on, guys. I'm going to show you Mr. G training my dad. All right.
Oh, find the what happened to the Halloween video?
I can't. I for some reason, it's not. I have to pull. It's not coming up.
You know who people keep asking for the video of me getting the gyno done at Dr. Blau's?
Oh, I downloaded that. I'm going to re-upload that, John.
Yeah, I've had like four people ask me about
that. I was going to re-upload that. It's funny.
Oh, my God. John.
I watch this. Watch this, guys.
You were snoring on that fucking video? It was...
Watch this. Mr. G training my dad. I can't play the music for you guys because it's like copyrighted music, but just watch. It's pretty funny. May my dad rest in peace. Mr. G trained my dad for a little while.
They have like Rocky.
They have like Rocky music player. It's pretty inspirational.
It is, man. Sal used to be, remember, Sal always talked about how strong he was.
My dad was in his 80s here, you got to remember.
Yeah.
He was surprisingly strong considering he did absolutely no exercise whatsoever. But I got him going with Mr. G because I thought it would be good for his pain and everything. And he actually liked it.
Yeah. But he used to be, he told me, he used to be like built.
He had a good physique when I was a kid, yeah.
Dude, was he playing sports or what?
He was an athlete, but then he would do some weights. He had like a barbell in the backyard. I don't know, he would do curls and stuff like that. They didn't know what they were doing back in the 70s.
Right,
you know
Right.
That's
so funny.
He used to fucking work out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad that Mr. G's son, Joey, filmed all this because it's the only footage
this is
I have.
Awesome. You got to show Logan this one of these days.
Yeah. I didn't even think to show Logan this.
Oh, Logan would love it.
He's got my dad hit the head.
What's that?
Oh, my God.
The Rocky music playing.
Yeah, the Rocky music. Yeah.
That's
he looks like Mick too in the movie.
He actually got a ride.
Mr.
G made my dad feel good. It was good to get my dad out of the house, but they, you know, it was a whole fiasco because he had to pick my dad up, and they, you know, it was a nightmare. But
one of the times I really regret not having a camera with Mr. G was the day we went to do 2020 with John Stossel.
Oh my God.
Or John Stossel, as Mr. G would say.
Yeah, had that footage.
The footage I want, we have footage of a lot of that, but the footage that we missed was when he met me at Ferrara's Bakery in Little Italy. So we could meet there. And then walk along West Side Highway to the gym. If I could have recorded that trip, I can't even explain it. It was better than a little kid going to Disneyland, is all I can say.
Look at George.
When we got there, this is what happened. I gotta capsulize this.
Right.
We go there to do this thing for 2020 with John Stossel. And he wanted to interview me. And he says, can you bring somebody with you so we can have somebody like working out in the background? It's like, oh, yeah, Mr. G would be perfect for that, right?
Yeah.
So
they wanted to ask you guys about testosterone usage. And I didn't want to go.
Right. You were supposed to go.
I didn't want to go.
He went in your stead. That was the problem.
Yeah.
Okay. So there, I'm in front of like a Smith machine bar. I got my, you know, elbows or where I was, and they're in and asking me questions. Mr. G's in the background. You're in it like Jimmy the Bull. You know, he's like, and they're like, can you tone it down back there? Then he goes away and whatever. Next thing I know, he's got like a microphone in front of somebody's filming him. And he's getting the whole crew to sing like this song to the cameraman because he was retiring that day. And so Mr. G organized this like whole going away party, you know, with the crew. And they're singing, you know, and he's like calling him the wrong name and whatever. It was
like, what's that noise? Who's
it's terrible noise, whoever's yeah, doing
it's gotta that. Be Mr. G.
It might be George.
Somebody's typing. See, he's got the icon. He's got his microphone off.
No, I just did that. I'm trying to like mute people.
Can you silence him?
I think it's Valentino. I think it's you, Greg. You're doing something.
Are you serious? I didn't touch the thing.
Watch, I'm going to mute his microphone, and it goes away.
Yep.
You.
Right. So what should I do?
I don't know.
Wait, maybe.
Stop kicking the table.
Are you nervously like, you know, moving your leg?
No, it's not.
Do you have your phone near the microphone? Or are you using your phone?
I got my girlfriend's phone. Look, I'm on my girlfriend's phone.
Yeah, don't put it near anything that might pick up some feedback. Mr. G, you still can't hear us? You can't hear us, Mr. G? That's better. What'd you do?
That help?
We're running at 50%.
Yeah, that was back.
You're right. I'm still looking for videos, so you guys can keep
talking. Greg, it sounds like somebody's making a pair of shoes in the background.
No, I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting here.
Get the nails in your teeth, you know? The old Sicilian.
For those of you who don't know Mr. G's brother Robbie. This is funny. This is from the 100th anniversary right here.
Wait, you got to mute Greg. This is the noise is killing me over here.
Here's Mr. G and his brother Robbie.
What's going on with this?
I'll mute Greg while this is going on.
Thank you.
Bobby always looks like the calm one, but he's really not. He's really not. He comes off like he's the quiet one.
Where was this?
This was the 100th anniversary of Heavy Muscle Radio.
Oh, yeah.
The 100th episode, excuse me.
100th episode.
Yeah. I think you Skyped in, right, to that?
Yeah, I did. I did. Yeah. I Skyped in.
Yeah. Mr. G came in a suit. I wish he can get his microphone working.
I know. What the hell?
Oh, there's the Blackman puppet. Blackman.
We tortured that guy for 10 years.
Oh, my God. I know. He tells people now. He tells people,
I paid those guys $10,000, $15,000 a month. This is the thanks I get.
Well, what about the people you haven't paid for God knows how long?
You could pay us that, but you can't pay everybody else.
Yeah.
What business acumen he has?
Yeah, don't touch my equities. You know, I called the lease. Don't touch my equity.
Oh my God.
Too bad. Yeah, I'm really thinking we need to get Mr. G back in the.
Mr. G, why don't we get rid of Mr. G? Maybe if he comes back, he'll actually.
Yeah, bring him back.
Can you hear us now? Text him and tell him, John. Just tell him to sign off and then come back.
Hang up and come back on.
I'll kick him from the studio. Yeah. Anyway, what? Oh, Greg, we lost Greg there for a second.
We lost Greg.
So what? I wanted to ask you guys about aliens. Hold on, but I need Greg back to talk about it. And Mr. G too.
About aliens?
Yeah, I want to ask about. Have you
like
seen?
Mexican?
I love the Patrick Bet-David channel, Valuetainment. Have you watched any of his stuff?
Are you talking Mexicans or from outer space?
No, I'm talking out of space.
Oh, real aliens.
Yeah, Patrick Bet-David did this interview with. With this guy, what's his name?
About the NASA?
Stephen Greer. Stephen Greer is the founder for the Center of the Study of Extraterrestrial Intelligence. And he's actually a medical doctor, this guy, too. And he it's a great interview, believe it or not. I wanted to ask you guys if you believe in that there's UFOs. I mean, that there's aliens among us. Or that there's been alien encounters. This is the guy. He claims to have actually talked to aliens. He claims that they're among our society, that they watch kind of over us, you know. He's saying that we have, and he was also talking about, which I found really interesting, that we have alternative sources of energy that are unlimited. And he said, he quoted, I think he quoted Dale Carnegie or something like that, or who said that if you can't put a meter on it, we don't want it. Meaning they can't charge you for the energy. Then they don't, our country doesn't want it, or our world doesn't want it. Do you believe that there's clean energy? They say that they can extract it right from the air. Nikola Tesla invented a machine that would be capable of harnessing free energy from the air.
I don't know about free energy from the air, but I think there's ways of manufacturing energy from natural sources. I mean, those giant windmills, yeah, you know, produce electricity. They got this thing that it's
no,
like
this guy's talking about actually taking the energy
out of the air.
There's air. Yeah. There's energy like in just that is all around us, you know, dark energy and stuff like that. And harnessing that and able to actually use it, you know, and Tesla had a machine that would be able to do that back in the whatever it was, the 40s. And they told him, we're not interested in it. We don't want it, you know, because they can't charge for that, obviously, you know. Yeah, they can't charge as much as they could for oil, you know.
And all I don't know. I'd like to see something like that, you know, be proven, you know, before I would buy into that. But, I you know, with a lot of creativity can go into alternative fuel sources where you really can get, yeah, you know, free energy. But,
right.
You know, one guy figured out how to do that perpetual motion thing where the thing
right,
keeps swinging, you know, and he figured that out. There's I saw this system of floats, these long, narrow floats, and they put them in the water and the waves make them go like this. Mm-hmm. And that movement of going like this generates electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's all kinds of shit going on, but aliens, you know, the whole thing about aliens, you know, is the way I look at it is there's no way we are alone out there. There's just too many trillions and trillions and trillions of other suns out there that support solar systems that could potentially have a planet like ours, or, you right, know, even better than ours, you know, and then that civilization could be, you know, millions of years older than us and more advanced and be able to, you know, do shit. But I don't know if that far advancement can actually negate elements of physics, like that you can't travel faster than the speed of light.
Here's what he said. What was very interesting about that you mentioned that is that these aliens don't travel linearly anymore, meaning right, from point A to point B, they can we would call it teleportation, but it's basically warping space. And if you think about it, I mean, he made a good point. He's like, you know, it sounds like Star Trek, right, to us. But if you would have taken the cell phone that we use today and brought it back 200 years ago to the people who were living then, they would have burned you at the stake for witchcraft.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely. You know, I remember being in a place that had some indigenous people there, and we had, back in those days, we had the Sony Walkman with the tape in it, you know,
right,
and the chief of the tribe, we put the headphones on him and started playing the music, and he had to find out how our magic was so strong that he got all of those people into that little box.
Think about it. He even points out, this guy, these civilizations have been around for 100,000, maybe million years, more than we have. Okay. Right. Why wouldn't they have that ability, that technology? Think about what we've developed in the last 100 years, technology wise, how incredible our technology is. In 100 years. Now, what about 1,000 years?
Right.
What about 2,000 years?
A million, you know?
What about 100,000 years? Assuming we don't kill each other, you know?
Well, I'm sure we will, but or something will, but I mean, it just gets regenerated. But those shows in the Discovery, the show after Earth After Humans, and it shows how the Earth, you know, reclaims right. itself, and all the buildings and the bridges and all of that sure. shit fall down. That's my whole explanation for the pyramids. Nobody can figure out how they carve those things out of copper when, you know, granite is way harder than that. Some of the implements there. So the possibility of our timeline being off a couple yeah. hundred thousand years, you know, for how long humans were on Earth. Very right. possible. So mm-hmm. why couldn't there have been before some kind of cataclysmic event that wiped us off the face of the earth? Another society that was here sure. for hundreds of thousands of years and
possible.
Could have developed Atlantis. All kinds of technology. Yeah. Right. There you go.
This guy claims right. that he had a close encounter with several times with aliens, people. He described one of them as looked like it was a deer almost standing up on its hind legs, very tall. There was another one where there was a short guy. And he says that the alien people are not hostile, that they think we're the hostile ones. In other words, they think that we're crazy. And that they're the only reason they're even interceding is that they're afraid we're gonna destroy our society because we're so, you know, warlike.
Can you see or hear me, you guys?
Ike, we can hear you. We can't see you though.
Oh shit. I don't know. All that alien shit is nuts. You know what I mean?
Watch that video. Go on Patrick David's channel and watch the latest interview I told you he just did with that guy. Right here. Hold on.
Well, I live with aliens. My girlfriend's whole family are aliens.
No, come on. We're talking about real aliens here.
Oh,
talking
about they're real aliens.
Funny how him and me have the same interpretation of what you meant by aliens.
Yeah. Think about this. There was a missile silo. You know the missile silos? We have the nuclear missiles underground right. out in the West somewhere right. so we can right. destroy everyone. Three or four of those things went offline at the same time. No explanation. It was, you know, he talks about this whole alien thing.
Oh,
the aliens took them offline to let us know, hey, you guys are going to destroy yourselves. What are you doing? You know?
You know what it is? I'm going to tell you what real aliens are. Do you know, I think it's, if there really is aliens, and I'm talking about space aliens and all that shit, I think it's us, like fucking 10,000 years from now, almost like, you know, coming
back in time?
Right. That's what I think.
I think it's, but I think it's ridiculous not to think that there are other beings out there in the universe. I mean, there's billions and billions and billions of stars. So there's got to be, you know. And the interesting thing about the whole alien thing is that, you know, what do they have to gain? You know, they're obviously trying to help us. Think about it. We're such a what have we been around 6,000 years? We're so primitive still.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, we're still fighting over religion and we're fighting over, you know, land. And think about how enlightened these people are probably compared to us. We're like a bunch of fucking lab rats in a fucking maze, you know, to them. And they're like, what a bunch of idiots. They think they're smart, these people. They're right. dummies. They're dummies. They can't even, you know, they could barely get themselves off their planet. You know, we're like zapping from one solar system to the other. I mean, makes sense.
It does. The only, there's no question that we're not alone. To me, there's no question. Like you just said, billions, trillions of stars, solar systems, galaxies. We don't even know the end of it. So it absolutely the possibility exists of other planets that have life, intelligent life, whatever. The question is getting here. How could they possibly get here? We don't, like you said, we're so primitive. We have
teleport. They have machines that move warp space, so that it's not linear anymore. They jump from one space to another.
How many of them are capable of doing that? How many different planets have come here to see us?
Right.
And why? Why would are we like a science experiment?
That's why.
We're that like entertaining to them.
Yeah, yes. Look at now you want to hear something funny?
Doing tricks.
What I thought was also interesting, some of these sightings, because, you know, the reason why all this came up is because there's been a lot of UFO sightings released on TV, you know what I mean, lately. They're not denying that they're UFOs. Now, here's the thing. The guy said that a bunch of these are legitimate alien spaceships, but we have technology that can anti-gravity type stuff. He says, they're not going to tell you this. We have ships that can do this. So a lot of times these people with the video, because everyone's got a video camera now, right? No one had that before. That's why no one ever saw this stuff.
Right.
People thought, you're crazy. You saw a UFO. people catching the stuff on video. So they got to have it. What he said is that we actually have spaceships that can do this weird stuff. We have it, and we're testing it in secret and stuff like that. So sometimes they get caught on video, you know, when they're testing the stuff. And some of them are our ships, you know. And we have – he did verify that Roswell was real.
Right,
they did,
right.
They did have a downed alien spaceship. The person lived for a couple of – you know, a couple of days or something like that. They're one of the aliens. And
yeah, we did reverse engineering. Reverse engineering. That's what we did.
Matter of fact, they actually tried to take the Roswell spacecraft, and they couldn't figure out the engine propulsion. So they tried to equip it with a nuclear powered engine. And they had an accident, actually. And the thing crashed in Texas. And a lot of people were irradiated. And the government pretended, we don't know what they're talking about. You know, they deny everything. Deny.
Right.
If you want to listen to this guy, he doesn't sound like a nutcase. He's a medical doctor, worked as a trauma doctor. He's a smart guy. He doesn't need to go on TV and talk about, you know, craziness. If he was, you know, he's not a nut. You can tell he's not a nut, you know.
I don't know if I believe all that stuff.
Magnets. I thought they did it by magnets.
It's like Bigfoot. I don't know.
Technology that they use, we can't even conceptualize now, because just like we couldn't conceptualize a cell phone back 20 years ago, you know, or 30 years ago, cell phone, internet, what you would think that you were talking Chinese.
Oh, right.
Our technology is doubling every 2 years. Every 2 years, the technology is doubling. A guy named Sam Harris, who's an, you know what I'm talking about, Sam Harris? He's an astrophysicist.
With that formula, think about in 100 years where we're going to be.
Not my technology. Yeah.
We'll be on Pluto easily. You'll be able to push a button. You'll be on Pluto. You'll walk into.
Why would you want to go?
Who? I don't know. I'm just saying. Think about it.
I want to go to the other planet where they are and see what's going on over there. I'm going to fucking Pluto. It's cold over there.
If we were smart. We would coordinate. We would collaborate with them so that we can share technology. That's what.
You could be like the Maytag commercial, man, where the kid pushes the button, then he's jacked, then he pushes it again, he's small, then he pushes it again, he's jacked. You can push a button. You need it to work out. Fuck that. You push a button and it's jacked.
Exactly. Well, I'm like glad we got Twilight everyone here just in time to wrap Twilight the show episode? Up. Mr. G, when am I getting my jumbo lights?
And when am I getting my peanut butter cups?
I want my jumbo lights too.
Now he's pretending he can't hear us.
Now we can't hear us.
No, I hear you. I hear you guys.
Hey,
we have so many orders.
It looks so good. I was dying for that.
He's got so many orders. He wanted me to get him orders. Now he can't supply the stuff.
No, it has not. That's not it. You want me to take? We're going to put your orders out. They're going out today.
John and I are your advertising.
What about my? Make sure you send it to me too, George.
Valentino's your advertising.
You're getting
vehicle.
These. Look, Greg, this is going to be your cookie.
Oh, wow. I love it.
Except it's upside down, Mr. G. Turn it upside down.
It's upside down. Wait, no, it's not.
Let me see.
Yeah, I think they were upside down. Now it's right.
There you go.
Yeah, cannoli jumbo sandwich.
I love it.
Cannoli jumbo cream. Sandwich.
I love it.
I got those things coming out in another week. Those were just R&D, just testing it out.
Send them out with me, Mr. G. Let me test them on camera.
That was white chocolate. That was white chocolate peanut butter, right?
Yeah, there's white chocolate, dark chocolate. And milk chocolate, but also I have another. We have with peanut butter in it, and then we have one with coconut.
White chocolate. I'll be the tester for the white chocolate.
The funny thing is, John. Now that what we do is talk about Mr. G's the jumbo paloma cookies. Now everyone wants to send me their cookies. I got people contacting me. Can I send you your? I'm like, sure, send them. What the fuck? I'll eat anything for free.
If they're good, you know, we hold up the tin, you know. So.
Yeah,
listen,
really.
Dave, the whole body of the world. Since I showed two other people cookies,
I know.
Everyone's cookies. You
better keep the cookies coming to us. If we're not in supply, George, we have to go other places. You know,
you don't want
to
sell anywhere else, do you, George?
We're not loyal.
It doesn't matter where they go. I put my whole. No one's making cookies as good as Eve. And John will testify that.
Well, if I don't have any, how the hell am I going to say that? I mean, I want to.
But John, you got what? I need what flavors you want?
All right, you know white, what, guys? I got to pull a guy here. Chocolate. I got to wrap this
anything
up.
Anything with white chocolate.
All right. Send that to cookies,
Mr. D. Hey, Dave. Guess what? Dave. Yeah. Get a booth at the, me and my
brother.
You missed
that whole conversation. We'll talk about it next time. We already talked about it.
Boots.
All right, guys.
We'll talk about it next time. Guys, I love you. I'm sorry there was a mix-up.
Hey, look at this. Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
He's not going to let me get – now I feel like I'm in my house again. I can't
get out. That a boy, Georgie.
Flex Jim. Whose gym is that?
Oh, shit.
Whose is that?
Hey, Flex send Lewis? Us a – hey, when you send – hey, when you send the cookie, send us a T-shirt, too.
Bulgaria?
Bulgaria?
What is that from, Mr. G?
Yeah. He's called the Bulgarian Bull. Pavlin. You know, those guys have names like warriors. Pavlin.
Where did you get that shirt from?
Yeah, the sponsors of the show. Pavlin.
Bobby.
A guy from Bulgaria. He's now your mission.
Answers of what show?
All right. I got to go, guys. I'm getting yelled at. Right, I love you guys.
We'll see you next time.
He's sponsored this show. Anybody who buys cookies, he's sponsored the show, right?
Anything free we take. Dave, send them over my way. Right. We'll try it on the show. You better get
another guy. Another guy from England. Johnny McCracken.
What is he talking about, John?
I don't know. If it's free, it's for me.
Johnny McCracken. I don't fucking know.
Until next time, we're the Whack Pack.
Whack.